It's the Devil's Dream, played by Hobart Smith. It's handed down from my grandfather.
Sing Out Magazine was founded over 60 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today it's a vital and entertaining resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music this week comes from the recording Blue Ridge Legacy by Hobart Smith, and we heard his rendition of The Devil's Dream, which sounds suspiciously like the North Carolina classic John Brown's Dream. Blue Ridge Legacy is a collection of tunes compiled by Alan Lomax over almost 20 years. The Devil's Dream was recorded in Williamsburg, Virginia in 1960. This week, we conclude our two-part feature celebrating the life and work of Alan Lomax. He would have turned 100 this past January. We spoke quite a bit about his life on last week's show, but to summarize, he was born in Austin, Texas. His father was a folklorist, and in his late teens, he accompanied his dad on folk song collecting trips. After college, he took a job with the Archive of Folk Music of the Library of Congress, which enabled him to record a wide variety of musicians. He recorded long-form interviews with Muddy Waters, Big Bill Brunzi, Jelly Roll Morton, and especially Woody Guthrie. This week, we'll hear portions of some of those interviews, as well as a sampling of the music he recorded for Atlantic Records in 1959. We'll open this week's Sing Out Radio Magazine with Hangman's Tree by the great Ozark singer Almeda Riddle, recorded by Alan Lomax in October 1959 near Heber Springs, Arkansas. More of the Lomax legacy on this week's Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Oh, hangman, hangman, slacken up your line, for I see my father coming from our far-off distant home. Oh, Father, dear Father, have you brought me gold? Or have you paid my fee? Or did you come to see your only son hanging on the gallows tree? Oh, no, son, no, I brought no gold, nor have I paid your fee. Alas, have I come to see a guilty son hanging on a gallows tree. Oh, hangman, Hangman, slacken up your line, for I see my mother coming from a far and distant home. Mother, oh mother, have you brought me gold? Or have you paid my fee? Or have you come to see your only son hanging on a gallows tree? No, no, son, no, son, I brought no gold, nor have I paid your fee. Alas, I come to see an unworthy son hanging on a gallows tree. Oh, hangman, hangman, slacken up your line, for I see my brother coming from our far and distant home. Oh, brother, my brother, have you brought me gold? Or have you paid my fee? Or did you come to see your brother hanging on a gallows tree? Oh, brother, my brother, I brought you no gold, nor did I pay your fee. Alas, I come to see you hanging on a gallows tree. Oh, hangman, hangman, slacken up your line. I see my sister coming from a far off distant home. Oh, sister, sweet sister, did you bring me gold? Or have you paid my fee? Or did you come to see your brother hanging on a gallows tree? Oh, brother, my brother, I brought you no gold, nor did I pay your fee. Alas, I've come to see you hanging on a gallows tree. Oh, hangman, hangman, slacken up your lines. I see my sweetheart coming from a far off distant land. Oh, sweetheart, sweetheart, did you bring me gold? Or did you pay my fee? Did you to come to see me hanging on a gallows tree? Oh, yes, dear, yes, indeed I brought you gold. I have paid your fee. I never meant to see my love hanging high on the gallows tree.
Come on, you can people, my story to hear. What happened to me in June of this year? It was poor Ellen Smith, and how she was found with a ball through her heart lying cold on the ground. If I could go home and stay when I go, on poor Ellen's grave some flowers I would sow. I stayed off 12 months and I prayed all the time that the man might be found that committed the crime. They got their Winchesters and hunted me down while I was away in a little mountain town. I come back this winter, my trial to stand, to live or to die as the law may command. It was poor Ellen Smith and how she was found, with a ball through her heart lying cold on the ground. It's true I'm in jail, I'm a prisoner now, but God is here with me and knows every vow. It was poor Ellen Smith and how she was found, with a ball through her heart lying cold on the ground.
Well, when I was just a small boy, old Uncle Milt Oldfield, Billy Oldfield, the congressman from Arkansas for so long, it is his father. He and my father were all for close friends, and they were discussing music. They were music teachers, both of them. And they said, Dad did, and Uncle Milt sanctioned what he said, that music had no end, that you could learn all the other guy learned. And after you got that done, they would then something else would crop up. That was the reason why that music advanced. That's why that you would get a better music in one generation. Maybe that is it would fit the times in which they lived.
What about music like a grapevine? That's what I was struck.
Well, they said that music grew like the grapevine that is never pruned. That each year that it put on a little bit more. That was what they said now about it. Any further question? Title of the song is the Irish Soldier and the English Lady or the Nightingale Song. One morning in May, oh, I spied a fair couple just making their way. And one was a lady was she. And the other was a soldier and a brave one was he. Oh, where are you going? Said the soldier so free. I'm going to the river, it's sparkling for me. I'm going to the river down by that great spring to see the water gliding and hear the nightingale sing. May I go with you as you journey along? May I go with you, I'll sing you a song. Sing the old Concord and I'll make the violin ring, and we'll see the water gliding and hear the nightingale sing. Said the lady to the soldier, I'm lonesome and blue, and it seemed from your action that you're lonesome too. So we'll go together down to that great spring. There we'll see the water gliding and hear the nightingale sing. Well, they had not been there more than an hour or two, till out from inside to love violin he drew. Sang the old Concord and he made the violin ring, and he seen the water gliding and heard the nightingale sing. And
Captain said the soldier to the lady, it's time we should go. Oh no, said the lady, play me just one tune more. I would rather hear the fiddle one tap on the string than to see the water gliding and hear the nightingale sing. So he tuned up his fiddle in a higher key. Played the shamrock of Erin and he played it so free. Played the shamrock of Erin and he made the violin ring. And seen the water gliding and heard the nightingale sing. Said the lady to the soldier, why don't you marry me? Oh no, said the soldier, that never could be. I've got a sweet wife in Scotland and children twice three. You know that's a plenty for a soldier like me. Goodbye, said the soldier with a parting caress. Tomorrow I'm going to the throne of Queen Bess. But if I ever come back, it'll be to that great spring to see the water gliding and hear the nightingale sing. Goodbye, said the lady as she gave him her hand. I'll think of you often in Erin's fair land. But I'd rather hear your fiddle and tap on the string than see the water gliding and hear the nightingale sing.
Sheep, sheep, don't you know the road?
Yes, my Lord, I know the road.
Sheep, sheep, don't you know the road?
Yes, my Lord, I know the road.
Don't you know the road by the playing of the song?
Yes, my Lord, I know the road.
Don't you know the road by the singing of the song?
Yes, my Lord, I know the road.
Don't you know the road by the praying of the prayer?
Yes, my Lord, I know the road.
Don't you know the road by the praying of the prayer?
Yes, my Lord, I know the road.
Sheep, sheep, don't you know the road?
Yes, my Lord.
Don't you know the road?
Yes, my Lord, I know the road.
Don't you know the road by the marching on home?
Yes, my Lord, I know the road.
Don't you know the road by the marching on home?
Yes, my Lord, I know the road.
Sheep, sheep, don't you know the road?
Yes, my Lord, I know the road.
Oh, sheep, sheep, don't you know the road?
Oh, yes, my Lord, I know the road.
Don't you know the road by the clapping of his hands?
Yes, my Lord, I know the road.
Don't you know the road by the clapping of your hands?
Yes, my Lord, I know the road.
Yes, my Lord, I know the road.
Oh, yes, my Lord, I know the road.
Yes, my Lord, I know the road.
Yes, my Lord, I know the road.
Now, young sheep, don't you know the road?
Oh, yes, my Lord, I know.
Don't you know the road?
Yes, my Lord, I know the road.
Now don't you know the road by the praying of the prayer?
Yes, my Lord, I know the road.
Now don't you know the road by the praying of the prayer?
Yes, my Lord, I know the road.
Sheep, sheep, don't you know the road?
Yes, my Lord, I know the road.
Sheep, sheep, don't you know the road?
Yes, my Lord.
Bessie Jones and the Sea Island Singers, and Sheep, Sheep, Don't You Know the Road, from the collection Southern Journey, Volume 6, Don't You Know the Road. Wonderful stuff from St. Simon's Island, Georgia. Recording was made in 1960. And before that, we heard from Neil Morris. Neil Morris was Jimmy Driftwood's father. And we heard a little bit of philosophy there, Music Has No End, and then The Irish Soldier and The English Lady. A classic from Neil Morris. That's from Southern Journey, Volume 7, Ozark Frontier on Rounder Records. And before that, we heard from E.C. Ball and Poor Ellen Smith, recorded in 1959 in Rugby, Virginia. And that's from Southern Journey Volume 2, Ballads and Breakdowns. And we let off that set with Almeda Riddle, recorded in 1959 around Heber Springs, Arkansas. And we heard Hangman Tree, Child Ballad number 95. And that's on Southern Journey Volume 5, Bad Man Ballads on Rounder Records. We're celebrating the Lomax legacy these 2 weeks on the Sing Out Radio magazine. Alan Lomax would have been 100 in January. In August of 1941, he embarked on a trip to the Mississippi Delta, sponsored by the Library of Congress and Fisk University. And on that trip, he visited the Stovall Plantation and recorded Muddy Waters. Here's Muddy and Country Blues, and then a little interview that Alan conducted with Muddy Waters. Muddy Waters on the Sing Out Radio magazine.
I get laid over in the evening, child, I feel like blowing my horn. I woke up this morning and find my little baby gone. Late over in the evening, man, I feel like blowing my horn. Well, I woke up this morning, baby, find my little baby gone. Well, now, some folks say they worry. War blues ain't bad. That's the merest feeling, child, I most ever had. Some folks tell me, man, that you worry. War blues ain't bad. Well, that's the merest old feeling, honey, now. Well, gal, I most ever had. Well, brooks running to the ocean running into the sea. If I don't find my baby, somebody gonna bury me. Brooks running to the ocean, child, ocean running to the sea. Well, if I don't find my baby now, well, girl, you gonna have to bury me. Yeah, man, it seemed like hour and hour, seemed like days, seemed like my baby would stop her low down way. Man, it seemed like hour, child, and hour, seemed like days. Yeah, seemed like my woman now, well, girl, she might stop her low down way. Well, that's the thing, man. The blind, I feel mistreated, girl, you know now, I don't mind dying, living in more, if I had a, not rightly blind. Yeah, been mistreated, baby, now, baby, and I don't mind dying.
I wonder if you'd tell me, if you can remember, when it was that you made that blues, Muddy Waters.
I made that blues up in 38.
Remember the time, the year?
I made it up about the 8th of October in 38.
Do you remember where you were when you were doing your singing? And how it happened. No, I mean, where you were sitting and what you were thinking about.
Speaking of punction on a car, and had been mistreated by a gun, this looked like that was running my mind to sing that song.
Tell me a little of the story of it, if you don't mind. I mean, if it's not too personal. I mean, I want to know the facts and how you felt and why you felt the way you did. That's a very beautiful song.
Well, I just felt blue, and the song veiled into my mind, and it's come to me just like that song, and I started to sing it and went on with it.
Well, when you do you know, is that tune the tune for any other blues that you know?
Well, yes, there's been some blues played like that.
What tune, other blues, do you remember? It runs to that same tune.
Well, this song come from the cotton field, and the boy went put the record out, Robert Johnson. He put it out walking blues.
What was the title he put it out under?
He put it out on as name of walking blues.
Uh-huh. Did you know the tune before you heard it on the record, though?
Yes, sir. I knew the tune before I heard it on the record.
Who'd you learn it from?
I learned it from Son House.
Son House, who's that?
That's a boy pick a guitar. And I don't know where y'all.
Both on the road since you were with the
And how old is Son House?
Oh, I'm not even Son. He's aged, but he's about 47.
Did you know Johnson yourself?
Robert Johnson, also. Uh-huh. I didn't know him play.
Is a House a better player than Johnson is, you think?
I think they're both about equal.
Uh-huh. Well, how did it come to you first that you wanted to play the guitar? Why did you decide that you wanted?
I just loved the music. Saw Son Sam them playing, and I just wanted to do it, and I took after it.
Well, about how much have you practiced? How many hours when you were first picking it up? How long did you have to play every day to learn how to play?
From an hour and a half to 2 hours.
Uh-huh. Every day?
Every day.
Uh-huh. You remember what the first piece you ever tried to learn was?
First piece I ever tried to learn was How Long Blues, Leroy uh-huh. Carpenter. Uh-huh.
Did you learn that from a record or from Sam?
I learned that from the record.
How would you do? How would you learn that song?
Well, we just heard the song, you know, just put out, Leroy Carvin put it out.
Would you sit down with the record and play a little of it and then try to imitate
it? I just got the song in my ear and went on and just tried to play.
Well, how did you learn how to play with this bottle?
Picked that up from Son House.
Uh-huh. What do you call that?
It's a bottleneck. I call it a slide.
You call it a slide?
Yes.
You wear on your little finger?
Yes.
And how do you have that guitar tuned? What's the name of that tune?
Spanish.
Spanish. You know any other ways of tuning the guitar than that?
Well, I know the natural. Tuning natural.
Do you have another tuning besides that?
Yes, I have another tuning.
What's the name of that other tuning?
That's just straight E.
Straight E. Do you have another name for straight E?
Another song for the E?
No, I mean, is there any other name for that tuning than straight E?
Well, we call it cross note.
Uh-huh.
Down the road. down the road. Boy, when I got there, she was laying on the cooling board. You know, I walked up close and I looked down in the face. I peeped down in the face. You got to lay that to judgment day. You know, I pulled my arms and I slowly walked away. I slowly walked away. Said you're a good old girl, but I just can't take your place.
This is The Sing Out Radio Magazine. If you want more information about the magazine, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or check us out on the web at singout.org. You can also listen to the show as a podcast. This is episode 1521, and you can also hear us on iTunes. This is The Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music this week comes from Blue Ridge Legacy from Hobart Smith, and we just heard Rocky Mountain, recorded back in 1942 in Saltville, Virginia. Charlie DeBuck was on the banjo, Fred Gallagher on the guitar, and Hobart was on the fiddle. That's on Rounder Records and collected by Alan Lomax, who we are featuring last week and this week. The Alan Lomax Legacy. And before that, we heard from Sun House. From the Complete Library of Congress recordings, we heard Walkin' Blues, which Muddy Waters mentioned as one of his sources for the tune Country Blues that he recorded, as we heard earlier in this set. Walkin' Blues was recorded sometime in late August at Lake Cormorant, Mississippi. Sun House, he began to record for Paramount around 1930, and except for these recordings for the Library of Congress, he didn't record again until the 1960s, and his power was never diminished. And before that, we heard from Muddy Waters, recorded in Stovall, Mississippi, at the Stovall Plantation in late August 1941 as well. We heard Country Blues and then an interview. Since both of these recordings were happening at about the same time, I kind of wonder if Muddy Waters led Alan to Sun House. The Complete Plantation recordings are on Chess MCA Records. We have to think a little bit about the time when some of these recordings were made, and the next set of interviews and music are very indicative of the times that they were recorded, 1947. Alan sat down with Big Bill Brunsey, Memphis Slim, and Sonny Boy Williamson and let them talk about life in the South. He couldn't use any of their names on the recording for fear that perhaps there'd be some repercussions. And the recording was called Blues in the Mississippi Night. Big Bill Brunsey starts off telling the story with Memphis Slim on the piano.
some people say that the blues is a cow want to see a calf, but I don't say it like that. I say it's a man that's got a companion and she turned him down and things like that happens, you know. And that's where I get the blues from, when I want to see my baby and want to see her bad and something happened, I can't find her, and that gives me the blues. So what do you think about it, boy? You got something to say about the reason why you have the blues.
Oh, well, I tell you, Bill, it really worries me just to think. I used to have a sweet little girl, you know, named Estelle. You know, we used to go to school together.
Yeah.
And we naturally grew up together, you know.
Yeah.
We grew up together. In other words, I wanted and loved her and asked her mother for her and why she turned me down. And that caused me to think. See, I couldn't get it. See, after all, that's the reason I thought of little school girls. See, because me and this girl used to go to school together, you know.
Yeah.
And then, her parents thought that I wasn't the right boy for her, you understand? And wouldn't make her happy and everything. And so they turned me down. And then I just got to sitting down thinking, you understand?
Yeah.
And then I thought of a song and I started drinking and then I started to sing it.
What
that's
was
the
drinking?
Way. Oh, well, you know, at that time, out in the hills like that, you couldn't get this good whiskey. You had to drink what you could. I was drinking, you know, some of that white corn whiskey, you know, made out of the real corn, you know.
I know what you mean.
And so that gave me the blues, and I started.
Okay, so, well, now, what you think about it?
Well, not about the blues. Blues have moved me a lot. I mean, I still have the blues, but when I have trouble, the blues is the only thing that helps me. I mean, that's the only way to kind of ease my situation. If I have lots of trouble, for instance, the rent situation and so forth and so on like that, the blues is the only thing that gives me consolation.
Well, what about places where you didn't have to pay rent? Just on a plan.
But I still had troubles.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. I mean, women troubles,
yeah,
and so forth and so on like that.
Yeah.
Blues is the only thing that, you know, I could consider.
Well, the thing I think about the blues is it didn't start in the North, in Chicago, New York, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, whatsoever it is. It didn't start in the East, neither the North. It started in the South, from
yeah,
what
blues
I'm thinking.
Start from slavery.
Yeah. And that's why poor people, they got their rent and the grocery bill and everything all combined together. The same time. That's the way they paid. They didn't know anything about rent and those things in those days.
But you agree with me that blues help a man out. I mean,
yeah, for the feeling.
You
can express
it. You feel much better if your wife left home and left you and did you wrong, something like that.
Well, I mean, why are they starting out?
Yeah, I agree. I agree on that. But the thing about it is this. About you, it helps you, yeah. It helps anybody to explain what are they feeling.
Expressing your feelings.
Yeah, that's
especially
all. That,
if you're a blues singer.
That's it. But the main thing is why the blues, why a fella that gets a hold to the blues, why do we have the blues?
Well, the blues and our, to my idea now, the blues and our, the spiritual is somewhat on the same order. I mean, if you have troubles, if you have trouble, you go to church and you sing, you feel happy. And I mean, you get a little consolation there. Down on the Gulf Coast in 1904, I missed going to the St. Louis Exposition to get in a piano contest, which was won by Alfred Wilson of New Orleans. I was very much disgusted because I thought I should have gone. I thought Tony Jackson was going to be there, and of course that kind of frightened me. But I knew I could have taken Albert Wilson. So then I decided that I would travel about different little spots. Of course, I was down in Biloxi, Mississippi during the time.
I used to often frequent the flat top, which was nothing but an old honky-tonk, where nothing but the blues were played. There was fellas around played the blues like Brocky Johnny, Skinnyhead Pete, Old Florida Sam, and Tricky Sam and that bunch.
What did they play?
Well, they just played just ordinary blues, the real low-down blues, honky-tonk blues. Well, for an instant, Brock and Johnny used to say, sing a tune something like this. The title was, All You Gals Better Get Out and Walk, because he's gonna start his dirty talk. That's it was. So he happened to truck down to Mobile. At that time, I was supposed to be a very good pool player, and I could slip upon a lot of people playing pool. Because I played piano and they thought I devoted all my time to the piano. So we got in Alabama bound, and the frequent saying was, any place that you was going, why, you were supposed to be bound for that place. So in fact, we was Alabama bound. When I got there, I wrote this tune called Alabama Bound. It goes this way. I'm Alabama bound. Alabama bound. If you like me, sweet baby, you gotta leave this town. When that rooster crows, when the hen ran around. If you want my love, sweet babe, you got to run me down. She said, don't you leave me here. Don't leave me here. But sweet papa, if you just must go, leave a dime for beer. I said, sweet mama, babe. Sweet mama, babe. If you must stay, I'll be gone for days and days.
Jelly Roll Morton, recorded in December of 1938 at the Coolidge Auditorium of the Library of Congress, and the story of Alabama Bound. That's from the box set of Jelly Roll's recordings on Rounder Records, produced by Alan Lomax. Jelly Roll wasn't shy about discussing his own talents on the piano. Jelly Roll Morton. And before that, Blues in the Mississippi Night, the documentary recording by Big Bill Brunzi, Memphis Slim, and Sonny Boy Williamson from 1947. And we heard Life is Like That, and then just a little bit of some Holiness music. Blues in the Mississippi Night was reissued on Ryko Disc Records a bunch of years ago. In 1959, Alan Lomax was contracted by Atlantic Records to take a trip back down south with some new stereo recording equipment to capture some of the folks he had recorded earlier. Here's Lonnie Young on the vocals and the bass drum, Ed Young on the cane flute, and Lonnie Young Jr. on the snare drum with Chevrolet, recorded in Northern Mississippi in 1959 on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
I'm gonna buy your diamond ring, just do something for you. the Chevrolet. I don't want nothing in the world, you got care none for me. Buy a railroad track, buy a railroad track. I'll buy you a railroad track and do something for you.
Thank you.
from the set Sounds of the South, recorded in 1959 by Alan Lomax on some brand new stereo recording equipment. It really enhances the sound of the choir. That was Mrs. Mary Lee and her congregation at the Independence Baptist Church in Tyro, Mississippi, and Jesus is Real to Me. And before that, we heard from some wonderful Galax players, Wade Ward on the banjo, Charlie Higgins on the fiddle, and Charlie Poe on the guitar with Patty on the turnpike, also included on Songs of the South. And we led off that set with Lonnie Young on the vocals and the bass drum, Ed Young on the cane fife, and Lonnie Young Jr. on the snare drum, with Chevrolet, the from Northern Mississippi, also included on Sounds of the South, originally released on Atlantic Records in the late 1950s, early 1960s, and reissued a few years back on a 4-CD set that's just marvelous. Hope you've enjoyed these programs focusing on the Lomax legacy. There's a huge amount of music that we may have never heard had it not been for the collecting of Alan Lomax. Alan passed away on July 19th, 2002, at the age of 87. You've been listening to The Sing Out Radio Magazine. I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you've enjoyed the program, you can get more information about the magazine by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on The Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is episode 1521.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning, I'd hammer in the evening, all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out a warning, I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning, I'd ring it in the evening.